Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
Well, South African taxpayers are beginning to receive their tax rebates from the South African Revenue Services with the additional cash giving budgets boost ahead of the expensive holiday season. And the question we'll be asking today is how much you could save on a million rand bond by paying your tax refund into that bond. Andrea Tucker is a director at Mortgage Me. Andrea, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Hi, Africa.
Is it a wise thing to take whatever the tax refund you might be getting from SARS this tax season and rather paying it against your bond?
Absolutely. That's probably the most boring, but the most sensible thing you could do with a tax refund of any size.
Why?
If you can start paying off the capital portion of your home loan sooner, and if you had to break down your home loan into the capital portion and then the interest that you pay on a monthly basis to service that debt, if you can pay off that capital portion sooner, you can cut a significant portion of your home loan term off, if it be at a 20-year loan or a 30-year loan term. If you can cut that loan term down, you'll be paying far less interest and far less for your house over the course of the 20 or 30 years that you'll be paying off that debt.
And is it more important to do that than to use the money, for example, to, I don't know, apply a fresh coat of paint on your property or to finally install that deck that you've been dreaming of, which might add a little bit of value to your house?
So if, you, if you've got a significant amount of money, and it all depends on how much money you've got back as a result of your tax return, and it also depends on if you are planning to sell your house. But if you've always wanted that deck and you could get a couple of years worth of use and benefit out of that deck, as well as the adding value to your property at the point at which you'd like to sell it, it's certainly worth doing. But if you are looking to sell your house in the short term, in the next couple of months or within the next year, if you can do anything to improve the look and feel or the value of your house, then that certainly would be money well spent.
The advice, though, to pour any additional resources into your bond is probably true at any point, right? If you're lucky enough to be receiving a bonus still at these pandemic times, which is a rarity nowadays, rather use that bonus to as you say, cut away at that capital amount that you owe as far as your bond is concerned.
Yes, it is always the most sensible thing to do. And something that people find hard to do, especially we find ourselves heading into November. It's time to start planning December holidays. And if you could make a sensible decision and say, of the portion that I got back as a result of my tax return, if I push 80% of that into my bond or a coat of paint or a backup UPS power system so that you've always got electricity when you're at home, and then spend the 20% remaining as a treat to yourself. That's probably going to be easier to stomach as opposed to the whole amount that goes into a bond and you never see it again.
No, for sure. I mean, the amounts might seem small, but somebody for an article on Business Tech had did some calculations on a home loan of 1 million rand at 7% interest. Just one extra lump sum payment of 2,400 rand this year would cut the loan term by a month and save you almost 7,600 rand worth of interest. As I said, it might seem insignificant, but it's actually quite a significant thing, right?
Absolutely. When interest rates were coming down as regularly as they did last year, the advice to homeowners was always to try and keep your monthly installment the same, if you could afford it, obviously. If times are tough and the interest rate comes down and your home loan repayment comes down every month, and if you can't afford to keep it the same amount, absolutely don't. But every time the rate comes down, and if you can still maintain that same monthly payment that you were paying the month before, it in effect compounds to your benefit the interest that you end up paying over that long term.
Yeah, I have a friend who managed to pay off their bond in 11 of the 20 years that had been allocated. And it was simply because when he took out the bond agreement with the bank, the rates were pretty high, and therefore his monthly installment was a significant chunk of his salary. And even though the rates were going down, and I mean, they're now pretty low, right, at 3.5%, whatever it is, repo rate, and therefore the interest rate that the bank affords you, he's still maintaining it as if the rates were still at 15%. And what that has done is then literally chip away at that capital amount at a rate much more than anyone had expected. What's happening as a result? The banks are offering more credit. Do you want to buy another house? Do you want to upgrade? Do you want to do that? Because absolutely, obviously they're seeing him as a good credit person.
He is the best kind of credit customer that a bank can now, as you said, keep offering more credit. And if he's able to pay off long-term debt like that in half the time, then it's absolutely, according to a bank, time for him to upgrade a house double the size and start paying that off just as fast.
No, he's good. He really, really, really is good. Andrea, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for your advice. Andrea Tucker is the director of Mortgage Me, reflecting, of course, on what is very sensible advice that the tax refund you get from SARS today, instead of spending it on a holiday, rather pay off some of the capital amount that you're owing to that bank. It's 4:56.